Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The center fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ali Clark. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Hooper. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bob Hooper. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The shortstop, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The left fielder, Don Lenhart. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Faith Roneberry. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Scarborough. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ray Scarborough. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. White settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on White. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pearsall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Scarborough covering, for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio strikes out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vallow throws the ball into Suter, who tags Lenhart trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lenhart. Zerniel reaches second base with a double. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zerniel moves to third. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zerniel scores. Clark moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Clark moves to third. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton takes first base on ball four. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lenhart. Hooper reaches second base with a double. Clark scores. Tipton moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pearsall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Dropeau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropeau hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Zerniel strikes out. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hooper fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Scarborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarborough hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tipton takes first base on ball 4. Suter moves to second. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hooper hits a pop-up towards short. Pearsall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearcel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearcel is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearcel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hooper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lenhart hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. Fain hits a pop-up towards short. Pearcel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vallo takes first base on ball 4. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Zerniel takes first base on ball 4. Vallo moves to second. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vallo scores. Zerniel moves to third. Clark moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Ike DeLock now pitching. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pearcel has Zerniel trapped. There's the throw to White and over to Stevens, who tags Zerniel for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 1 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Thronberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepsio takes first base on ball 4. Thronberry moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams pinch hits for Ike DeLock. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Tipton takes first base on ball 4. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hooper bunts towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Lepsio covering, for the out. Tipton moves to second. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 3 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 3 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 2 in the game. DiMaggio strikes out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lenhart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pearsall moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hitchcock. Pearsall scores. Lenhart moves to third. Stevens moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 2 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thronberry is walked intentionally. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vallow hits a fly ball into right field. Thronberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Zerniel hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 3 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hitchcock hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Suter takes first base on ball 4. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Tipton strikes out. 1 out. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hooper bunts towards the mound. Kinder fields it and throws to first for the out. Suter moves to second. 2 outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-4 in the game. Joost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pearsall moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a pop-up towards short. Joost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-3 in the game. Dropo hits a line drive into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thronberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-4 in the game. Fain hits a fly ball into right field. Thronberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vallow strikes out. 2 outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Zerniel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky pinch hits for Ted Lepsia. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky takes first base on ball 4. Billy Goodman pinch hits for Sammy White. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman strikes out. 1 out. Clyde Vollmer pinch hits for Ellis Kinder. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pesky moves to second. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-4 in the game. DiMaggio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pesky scores. Vollmer moves to second. It's 4-2, Athletics. Tex Hoyle now pitching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Vollmer scores. DiMaggio moves to third. It's 4-3, Athletics. Harry Bird now pitching. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Lenhart is walked intentionally. Gene Stevens pinch runs for Don Lenhart. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to second for the out. DiMaggio scores. Pearsall moves to third. Two outs. It's Athletics, 4, Red Sox, 4. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-4 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill White now pitching. Gus Niearhos now catching. Billy Goodman now playing second base. Clyde Vollmer now playing left field. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pearsall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pearsall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thronberry takes first base on ball 4. Gus Niearhos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niearhos strikes out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thronberry moves to second. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vollmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thronberry scores. Goodman moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.